From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, August 12th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
The Pentagon has issued new guidelines aimed at protecting troops from shockwaves that can cause brain damage. As Kevin Miller reports, there are questions about whether the gunman in last October's mass shooting in Lewiston may have suffered severe brain injuries during military training.
Starting later this year, all new recruits will undergo testing in order to get a baseline of their cognitive function. The Pentagon also plans to complete baseline cognitive testing for all current personnel in high-risk positions by October of next year. And the Defense Department is updating policies for safety zones and protective equipment to reduce the risk of damage from what's known as blast overpressure in the brain. In March, a Boston University lab said the brain of the man who killed 18 people in Lewiston last fall showed significant evidence of traumatic brain injuries that can be caused by repeated exposure to blasts. As an Army reservist, Robert Card spent several weeks a year training West Point cadets in hand grenades and high-powered weapons. Family, friends, and other reservists had become concerned about his increasing paranoia and anger in the months before the mass shooting. Researchers at the Walter Reed Military Hospital in Maryland are also expected to study Card's brain for signs of service-related injuries. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Secretary of State Shenna Bellows will hear challenges this week to petitions submitted by Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to qualify as independent candidates for Maine's presidential ballot. Topsom resident James Stretch, who worked on President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign, says that Kennedy submitted too many signatures and also does not list his correct address. Stretch also alleges that more than 4,000 of Kennedy's signatures are invalid because of issues such as illegible words, incomplete dates, and signers who are not registered Maine voters. Meanwhile, challengers allege that signatures for West's petition were collected using fraudulent tactics, as well as inaccurate or incomplete dates or addresses. Hearings on challenges against both candidates are scheduled for Wednesday, August 14th, with opportunities for both the candidates and challengers to present evidence and argue their cases. Where once there were traffic lights in some Portland intersections, now there are only stop signs. City traffic engineer Jeremiah Bartlett says changes in driving patterns linked to the pandemic are behind the changes.
We weren't seeing the AM and PM peak hour being as intense. There was probably as much traffic overall during the day, but it was more spread out.
So much so that Bartlett said some intersections no longer meet the criteria for electronic traffic signals. Two intersections recently rebuilt along Washington Avenue aren't having signals replaced, and a nearby intersection of Congress and India Street will have its signals removed next month. Bartlett says this will save the city about $1 million in equipment expense and lower maintenance costs as well. And he says it could make the intersections safer by forcing all drivers to slow down and pay attention to other drivers. And the Perseid meteor showers began in mid-July and will continue until the end of August. But some astronomers say one of the best times to see them will be on Monday night after around 11:30, when the moon sets, and especially after 2 a.m., when the constellation Perseus, which appears to be where they come from, rises high in the sky. Gary Boyle is an astronomy educator and former columnist for the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. He recommends forming a group to watch them because with more eyes to the sky, you could see up to 90 meteors per hour.
The meteors do occur in all directions. So it's best if your listeners can get family, friends together to observe and set your chairs in different directions. It's always happened to me. I'm looking east, something happens west, vice versa. So you will not see yourself 90 per hour, but a group might see 80 or 90 in looking in different directions.
Boyle says it's best to get away from any light pollution to view the Perseids. The meteor showers are caused by debris left behind by the Swift-Tuttle comet. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning, we'll talk about how authors depict Maine in their novels and what they get right and wrong. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thank you for listening.